Good evening, everyone. Thank you. So I want to thank the Reshiva for asking me to speak, and for putting up a picture of me that shows me 60 pounds heavier than I am. I'm going to have to send you another picture, or at least get someone to take a picture. You used to have a camera guy, no?
He might show.
Just laying Parshas Korach. What time does this go to?
7:15.
Parshas Korach is juxtaposed to the Parsha of Tzitzis, right at the end of Parsha Shlach. And Korach, Rashi brings the Chazal, that Korach came to fight against the leadership of Moshe, of Aaron, Kahuna, and he took a talis shel tchelis, and he asked Moshe, does this talis need tzitzis? And Moshe said, yes. And he laughed at him. He said, if you have a talis that's white, all you need is one string of tzitzis amongst the, one string of tchelis, to part of the tzitzis, to part of the beggar. So how could a whole beggar of tchelis not part of the whole beggar? That was his taina. And the question really is, what is this taina? What does this have to do with his argument with Moshe Rabbeinu? And bichlal, what does this have to do with tzitzis? It's very interesting that the parsha of tzitzis is seen by Chazal as a response to the chet of the meraglim in Parsha Shlach a week ago. The chet of the meraglim. And tzitzis, just like Adam Arishin was choyte, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was toifer begodim, Adam and Chava got received begodim, so too, after the chet of Klal Yisrael and the meraglim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah, gave a mitzvah of tzitzis. So I want to try to understand what tzitzis has to do with Korach, what it has to do with the chet of the meraglim. I want to share with you a vart that I saw in Mamish this week from Rav Zevin, the Colonel of Rachel, in La Torah v'La Moyadim. And he says that the parsha, the chet of Meraglim, is a polar opposite of the chet of Adas Korach. What does that mean? What did the Meraglim want? The Meraglim felt that going into Eretz Yisrael, where they would have to work the land, v'chulei v'chulei, they would not have the ability to be mashpia any kedusha in the Eretz. They wanted to remain in the Midbar. They wanted to remain on the level they were in the Midbar. That was what the Meraglim wanted. Korach was the polar opposite. He says, we don't need a shayrish of kedusha. We don't need the tzitzis to part of the beggar. We don't need Moshe v'Aaron. The whole Am is kadosh. And the Eretz is kadosh. The Eretz is kadosh, devoid of any hashpah of ruchnias, of any influence of ruchnias. So he sees these as polar opposites, in that the Meraglim felt that they weren't worthy of, or it wasn't possible, to infuse the land with Kedusha. And they wanted to remain in the Midbar, away from all of civilization, where they were Eichlem Meshulchan Gavoya, they ate the man, v'chulei v'chulei. And Korach was the exact opposite. But I'd like to try to understand this idea of tchelis and try to understand on a deeper level what the issue was and what we could learn from it. There's a very, very interesting Rashi at the end of Parsha Shlach. Rashi at the end of Parsha Shlach says, what does the word tchelis mean? The word tchelis is the word tichle, destruction, end, death. And it's reminiscent of the shikul habechiris, of makas bechiris. Very interesting thing, the tchelis is a remembrance of makas bechiris. What does the tchelis have to do with makas bechiris? What exactly does this mean? I want to share with you a vart that came to me this year, Parshas Yisro, Yeshiva had a Shabbaton, and I had to speak Shalashudas, and the whole Shabbos, there was a Gemara ringing in my brain. And finally it clicked for me. But I want to share with you the following thing. Pirkei Avos starts with Moshe Kibbel Torah Mesinai. And the last parak of Pirkei Avos says, B'chol yoim v'yoim bas kol yoitzis vei har choyrev. A baskol emanates from Har Choyrev, which is the same mountain as Sinai, and says, "Oy lo b'ayna shel Torah, the embarrassment of the Torah." So call me she'ena Isaac b'Torah nikru nazuf. A person who's not Isaac b'Torah is a nazuf. Is someone who's repudiated as a person. I want to know why the beginning of Pirkei Avos starts with Sinai. And at the end of Pirkei Avos, it calls it Chayriv. Why? Okay, it's a different Manda Amar, it's a Brisa, it's a Mishnah. It's interesting. And why specifically that Brisa talks about Har Sinai as Har Chayriv? There's a very interesting conversation that the Gemara relates in Zvachim Daf Kuf Tezayin Amid Beis. It's a pasuk you say very often, two pasukim you say very often. Hashem lamabul yoshev, vayeshev Hashem melech li'olam, Hashem oiz la'amo yitein, Hashem yivarech es amo v'asholam. If you ever think about the psukim, they sort of don't make much sense. Hashem lamabul yoshev is returning the world to the mabul, vayeshev Hashem melech li'olam, Hashem oiz la'amo yitein. What is this? It seems like total non sequiturs. It's totally disjointed sentences. So the Gemara says that the Umas Ha'olam came to Bilam at the time of Matan Torah. Because at the time of Matan Torah, you know, there were Koilos Uvrokim. The thunderclap went from one end of the world to the other end of the world. And the Umas Ha'olam was scared. And they came to Bilam and they said, "What's going on? Hashem is bringing another Mabul. The heavens are going to open up. And there's going to be another Mabul. Hashem is going to destroy the world." So what did Bilam say? By Yeshev Hashem Melech Le'olam, it can't be. Hashem made a shvuah. He's never going to bring another Mabul. So the Umas Ha'olam say, "So what is it? Hashem Oiz La'ama Yitin. Hashem is giving the Torah." And that's what the thunderclap is about. That's what state in the Gemara. What is the point of this Gemara? You read a Gemara like this, sounds like a nice story. What is the Gemara coming to tell us? What's the point? That the Umas Ha'olam was scared and they made a mistake? And Bilam revealed to them what's going on. What does that do? What does that mean for us? What does that tell us? The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Tes says the following thing. According to one Mandama, the Gemara says that the mountain's name was Sinai. So why is it called Chayriv in the Torah? Why is the Har Sinai called Chayriv in the Torah? Churbin came to the Avdei Kechavim with Matan Torah. End of the Gemara. Full stop. Two dots. What does that mean? I'm going to tell you what it means. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. It's a very big world. There are a lot of nations. There are a lot of goals. A lot of motivations. A lot of aspirations. And there are a lot of pursuits. And the Umas Ha'olam have many of them. All of them, almost. But why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a world? He created the world for one thing. Two things, which is really one thing. Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. Bishvil HaTorah Shenikru Reishis. When did that become revealed? That became revealed at Matan Torah. At Matan Torah, it says, the world is for you and for you and for you to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live by His Torah, and to live an elevated life with His Torah. And that's the reason for the entire world. And every other pursuit in the world has no intrinsic value. Is it a question why it's called a churban to the Avdei Kechavim? It's like living an empty life, which is what their life is. Yard churban la'olam. So I think this is the conversation that's happening with Bilam. The Mesoilim come to Bilam and they say, Hashem's bringing a Mabul. He says, no, he made up Shu, he's not bringing a Mabul. But he is destroying the world for you. Hashem Oiz La'am O'yitim. Hashem is giving his purpose for the world to the Jews, to Klal Yisrael. I think what the Gemara is trying to tell us is that everything else in the world is nothing. And the Torah and Klal Yisrael is the purpose of the world. So the Umas Olam didn't make a mistake. Hashem was coming to destroy a world. The world of the Ayde Kechav. And he was dashing any concept they had in purpose, in intrinsic purpose. That's what Bilam was telling them. Hashem Oiz La'am O'yitim. The Meraglim understood this very well. The purpose of the world is to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Torah. So the Meraglim want to stay in the Midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his Torah in the Midbar. Why did he give his Torah in the Midbar? Because it's devoid of anything else in the world. This is it. It's me and you, kid. That's what the Eved said. It's me and you. And everything else is nothing. The Midbar. Comes the Meraglim and they say, we're going to go into a land. A land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that says, we're going to have to work the land, we're going to have other pursuits. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. And there's a very interesting machlokes in the Gemara Lamed Hay in Brachos, where the Gemara says that what does the pasuk v'yosafta digonecha mean? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that's when Klal Yisrael is doing not the ratzon of Hashem. Really, a person has to be in the Midbar. He has to live in the Dalet Kos Leves Medrash, never walk out, and that's his life. And what Parnasa, what's going to be? Kodesh Baruch will take care. That was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai lived a life like that. He lived in the Ma'ara. Kodesh Baruch Hu was provided for him, Benisim. Rabbi Yishmael says no. The Asachat Deyonecha means Hanik Bo Minig Derech Eretz. Hanik Bo Hen Minig Derech Eretz. That doesn't mean that your Iker pursuit is to work and learning is a tafel. No. Hanik Bohen Minig Derech Eretz, Reb Chaim Volozhin tells us. Your Iker pursuit is the pursuit of the world. To be Oisik in Torah, to be an Amal B'Torah, to live by the Torah. A person also has to have a Minig, the Noyeg Minig of Derech Eretz. A tafel. Who's the halacha like? Anybody know? Who's the halacha like? The Gemara paskins the shaila. The Gemara says, "Harbe osakir Reb Yishmol va'olso biyadam." Harbe osakir Reb Shimon ba'yechoy v'loy olso biyadam. Many people did like Reb Shimon, like Reb Yishmol, and they did very well. But many people did like Reb Shimon ba'yechoy, and they did not do well. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, the operative word in that Gemara is harbe. For Klal Yisrael as a nation, nationally, they had to go into the Yoretz, and there had to be people who are going to be V'yosafta Degonecha as a nation, V'yosafta Degonecha. But Yechidei Skulo, Yechidim, can live a life of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Meraglim wanted Klal Yisrael to remain in the Midbar. But that's not the job of Klal Yisrael. The job of Klal Yisrael as a nation is to live in the world, and to bring Kedusha to the world and elevate the world by living with the Torah and being Obel B'Torah too. The Meraglim felt they couldn't do that. They felt that they wouldn't be able to maintain the level. You know, it's a very interesting, two things, very interesting story with the Gro and the Dubna Magid. The Gro met the Dubna Magid. Dubna Magid was a master, Baal Musar and beautiful Mishalim. And the Gro said, they say about you, you give Givaldika Musar, I need Musar. So the Dubna Magid says, I'm going to give you Musar. You could argue with Rishonim, how can I give you Musar? No, please give me Musar. So he thought for a minute and he said, you're the Gro, you're sitting in your room 24 hours a day. Go out into the shuk and be the Gro. Let me see you be the Gra and the Shuk. And that's what I believe was the impetus for the Gra. The Gra went on a year's galus to go out and to be in the world. Where did this come from? Why did the Meraglim feel this way? Why did they feel this way? I once heard from Rav Yeshua Soloveitchik. You ever get a phone call from someone, a friend you haven't spoken to in 2 months, 3 months, and he calls you, and you wonder, why is he calling me? You ever have that? Well, now everybody gets phone calls every 3 minutes, so I don't know. But in my days, it was such a thing. You get a phone call, you know. Phone call was something. You know, why is the guy calling you? How do you know why he's calling you? How do you know why someone's calling you? Okay. The last thing they say in the conversation is the reason they called you. There you go, the chit-chat in the beginning. Eh? The last thing, oh, by the way, that's the reason. The psychologists call it the doorknob theory. Right? As the guy's walking out the door, he's about to turn the doorknob, he turns back and he says, what's the last thing the Meraglim say? V'anehi be'einenu kechagovim v'chein hayinu be'einehem. We saw ourselves as grasshoppers, klape, the population in Eretz Yisrael, and that's how they perceived us. They didn't believe in themselves. They didn't believe in their greatness. They didn't believe that they could go into Eretz Yisrael, and they could be Amolei Torah, be Isaac and Torah. And they felt that the whole nation had to be secluded. They didn't believe in their own greatness. They didn't believe in Klal Yisrael's greatness. They didn't believe in the greatness of Adam. The Gemara in Menachos tells us that although a person does not have a chiyuv to go buy a pair of tzitzis, to put on a pair of tzitzis. There's no chiyuv in the Torah to buy tzitzis and put on a pair of tzitzis. If you're wearing a beged of dalet kanfas, you have to be matal tzitzis. If you're not wearing it, there's no chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv, it's gavra. It's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. But the Gemara says that if a person doesn't wear tzitzis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take punishment on him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him for not having tzitzis, even though he wasn't mechuyev to do it. There are many mitzvahs in the Torah that are mitzvahs kiyumis. And there's no Gemara anywhere that says any other mitzvah that I didn't go out to try to make myself mechuyev in a mitzvah. So why this mitzvah? Says Rabbeinu Yoina. The following words, Shaloi chomad beliboy yoifi ha-mitzvah. He didn't desire in his heart the beauty of the mitzvah. What is the beauty of the mitzvah? I heard from my Rebbe, the beauty of the mitzvah of tzitzis is the strand of tchelis. I'm not talking about it. Rashi says that the tchelis is actually a very dark blue. You ever see the bells of talisim? That's the blue, really, of tchelis, it would seem. Because it's Rashi says le'is erev, but Rashi means midnight blue, because it was Rashi's putting it together, which we'll get to in Makkos Becharis, which was at Chatzos Halayla. What's the greatness of Tchelis? Tchelis reminds us of the Yam. The Gemara says, and the Yam is doimel l'Rekia, and the Rekia is doimel l'Livnes Hasap b'Tachas Hakisei Hakaver. That means I could be standing here wherever, I could be in any place in the world, but I'm wearing my tzitzis. I'm at the Kisei HaKavod. That's the Gadlus HaOdom. The Gadlus HaOdom is that he can transcend his physical surroundings. He could transcend any limitation and be Lifnei Kisei HaKavod. What was Makkos Becharis? Makkos Becharis, I don't have enough time to go through the entire thing, but Makkos Becharis is the only Makkah that Moshe Rabbeinu was told in Parshas Shmos to tell Paray. Makkos Becharis has its own place in Dayenu. Makkos Becharis is a chiyuv to mention Makkos Becharis in Birchas Kriyishma. You're not Yotzei Birchas Kriyishma if you don't mention Makkos Becharis. What was Makkos Becharis? Makkos Becharis was a counterbalance to Bnei Becharei Yisrael. And if you don't send them out, Hinei Anochi Horeg es Bincha Becharecha. What do these two things have to do with each other? What is the Becharei of Klal Yisrael and the Becharei? The death of the Becharei of Mitzrayim. And the answer is Bechaira means the view of the leadership of the future of the nation. Bechaira is the next generation. It's the future of the of society. What was the view of Mitzrayim, the most hedonistic culture, probably until 2021, the lowest culture, Ervas Haaretz, everything was for Taibas Olam Hazeh, everything was for the physical, for the here and now. And what is the view of Klal Yisrael? Rashi says there, this is the Chesima on the Bechayra that Esav sold to Yaakov. Yaakov saw in the Bechayra the opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to the next world, to connect to Avoida. And what does Esav say? Hine anochi hoylech lamas v'lamas aliyah Bechayra. In Mitzrayim, Makas Bechayra means the death of that civilization. The Katnus Ha'odom. Man thinking that he's living for here and now, for the physical world, doesn't realize that it's an opportunity to connect beyond this world, no matter where he is. So Bakas Bechayris is not just the death of the Bechayris. It's the death of a culture. But it's also the emergence of the true Adam, Klal Yisrael. It's the emergence of greatness of Adam. That's the mitzvah of tzitzis, the tchelis of tzitzis. That tchelis is shikul habecheris. That's what Rashi perhaps means. That the tchelis reminds us of the death of the becheris. Kishezek kom ze neufel. Kishezek neufel ze kom. Klal Yisrael emerges. The godless of Klal Yisrael. The godless of the other. This is what the Meraglim didn't believe in themselves. And they believed Klal Yisrael en masse could be that way. If I were to give you a message, it would be that you are Yechidei Skula right now. You're living a life. You have no tirdas. And you should be able to do that for as long as you can possibly do it. Be Yechidei Skula. But you have to know that not everybody is able to be Yechidei Skula. But that doesn't mean that he can't live a life of being an Omel B'Torah, of being Mamash and Isaac B'Torah. And if a person's not an Isaac B'Torah, he's living Chorban. That's why the Brisa says, "Oy lano that Bas Kol is Yoytis Mehar Chayriv. Oy lano le'avodas Shel Torah. Call me she'enei Isaac B'Torah. Call everyone, anyone who's Isaac is not Torah. That doesn't mean he's not talking to Kol in the life. Anyone who's not Isaac B'Torah is Nikra Nozov." The reason why it calls it Har Chayrev there is because he's living the Churban of the Yaakov, of the Avdei Kechav. So the Mishnah starts off, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, but I don't know the Bainal Shal Torah. It's Har Chayrev. Every one of you should know that life is a never-ending series of struggles to steig. But you have to know that you have the ability to steig, and you have to make decisions in life. And your decisions should always be centered around where will I steig? How will I steig? What job I take? What neighborhood I live in? Who my neighbors are going to be? That life is a never-ending series of struggles to steig in Torah and Yerushalayim. An aliyah and connection to the Rabbanu Shalom, and a person should never think he can't. You have the koyach to do it. That's the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's where the meraglim were wrong. It's very interesting. The Chafetz Chaim, it's not known, says that the reason why Koyach made his mistake, it's really a Rashi in the Parsha of Kimat, is because Moshe Rabbeinu said in Parsha Shmois, "V'heim lo yaminu bi." They're not going to believe that you came to me, Hashem. Says the Chofetz Chaim, since Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hein lo yaminu bi, Koirach didn't believe that the kuhuna came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was just, it was just nepotism. You know what that tells me? That tells me every Rebbe has to believe in his Talmud. And something more than that, every Rebbe has to make sure that his Talmud believes in himself. You should believe in yourselves. Believe in your ability to transcend any limitation. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a test your way, it's only for you to be victorious. And if you fail, you'll be victorious the next time. And if you fail again, you'll be victorious the next time. You have the koyach. Klal Yisrael has the koyach. And you should continue to shteik. And I want to tell you one last story. And this story stays with me since it happened. I used to teach in a mesifta. I was a 12th grade Rebbe for 2 years. And I took my shir to meet my Rebbe, Ryan Shechter. And I'll never forget it. The Bachram came over to say, Yeshikoyach. He didn't like that they said Yeshikoyach. Very interesting. He said, a Rebbe always has to be a mashpia. He can never be a makabel. Very interesting. Anyway, the funny thing is that the next year, the first year of yeshiva, my uncle Rav Quinn, Zichron Lebracha, came to the yeshiva, and he was telling the Bachram that they have to say thank you to anyone who says it. It was very interesting. But he said the following thing. I remember it was a Tzvi, a boy Tzvi. He says, Tzvi, what? He says, first of all, what is your name? He says, Tzvi. Tzvi, be a Talmud Chacham. The guy looks at him. He was in 12th grade. The last thing he was thinking about was being a Talmud Chacham. He says, be a Talmud Chacham. It only takes a lifetime. And then he said, with a big smile, he said, but what a lifetime. It's a lifetime of godless. You should continue to steig and grow. And you should always maximize your potential and ruchnius and aliyah, and you should live a life of life, not churban.